Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, it's show number 140. Well, I'm thrown off because Jim's demanding facts, and I don't deal in facts, I deal in lies. Do you want a fact? Go on, give us a fact, Jim.
Tonight will be Gordon Strachan's 140th game in charge of the Scottish national team.
There we go, it's flown won a game by, yet. Hasn't it? Absolutely flown
actually,
by.
Their last game was actually a win in Croatia, wasn't it?
Croatia? Yeah, no, they did win in Croatia, 1-0, yeah.
Ridiculous. They didn't get enough credit for that. You do the Scottish papers, they must have gone absolutely mental.
Not so much simply because they already can't qualify for the World Cup. But I think
was it in Croatia?
It was in Croatia, yeah.
Ridiculous.
So it's a fantastic result, but yeah. Let's hope they don't get one tonight.
I wonder what the Croatian papers made of it. That would have been more interesting. They must have gone absolutely pot. They can still make it, can't they?
It's Croatia can, yeah, and they, now it looks like they're going to have to go through a playoff.
Yeah. As we're in today, look, we need to win tonight to be a seeded team in the World Cup.
Yeah. Or at least to... If we don't win, we won't. If we win, we still might miss out, but...
We have to
certainly
win.
Certainly to give us a realistic shout.
Thing is, England have played better in a group where they're actually playing against someone like France, really. We're probably,
probably
against them than Albania.
Give us something to G up against. I mean, you think back to times when we've had a bigger team in our group in the past.
Well, yeah. And
France at the Euros, both last time and 2004.
Last World Cup was a case in point, wasn't it? Three doggo teams and we were absolute pony.
Argentina in 2002.
Yep. That wasn't a great game, was it?
But yeah, it was dog shit game. But exactly. Mm. Anyway, this is the football podcast. I don't think I've said that yet. Exactly, yeah, and we've got I think you've heard most of us already. We've got Jim, we've got Jerome, we've got Dan, we've got Alex, we've got myself.
Alex, you better not turn into another Stuart Hall.
Yeah.
By the way, mate.
What's that mean?
Because Stuart Hall used to say about three words the entire podcast the entire time.
And all swear words.
All swear words.
Aimed at QPR.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure if anyone will hear this because Dan's phone does have a cut on it, doesn't it?
It's a bit poorly. Yeah, it's a bit poorly.
Well, the most prolific thing Stuart ever said was he said it was rain. And about 10 minutes later it started raining and then we got inside and he said, I told you it was going to rain. No, Stuart, you just said rain. And he made a point of getting to the recording, going back to it, and he said 8 minutes in I said rain. He did, to be fair to him, but
fair enough.
He's still a toad.
Who enjoyed the second round of football league games at the weekend?
Jim?
No. Did you go to Wolves?
No. I sold my ticket and put £10 on us to lose 4-0 at 16-1, so
oh dear,
profit on that.
It's alright then, so it was about
£200 up plus the money I didn't spend on going. Now we've got a load of away games coming up. I'm going to Swindon next week, which is the...
You enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah, lovely.
Top up on the suntan lotion and the fucking... Oh, it's horrible. It is horrible. But, yeah, no, I didn't enjoy, so move on.
Oh, not as horrible as Hemel Hempstead, though, apparently, isn't it? Or Luton.
No, Hemel Hempstead is the worst.
The worst, yeah, the worst town. Place. Ugliest
my,
town.
My auntie lives in Hemel Hempstead.
Is she ugly?
Well, I don't know. She's in her 50s. I haven't seen her for about 10 years, so...
Oh.
I couldn't quite... She might have improved since then.
Luton's pretty bad. Luton's probably the worst ground I think I've been to. No, Tranmere, actually. I think Tranmere's probably worse.
Prenton Park?
No, the ground's nice. Well, yeah. The ground is... The
Wirral as a place.
The surrounding area
Have you ever been to Middlesbrough?
I've been to Borough, yeah.
That's a
shithole. Hartley Pool's good fun.
Are we just listing off people we're going to piss off?
Yeah. If you live in any of these towns.
Port Vale.
Stoke-on-Trent's a bit of a...
But that part, that's the worst part of Stoke.
Every road North in Stoke London. Seems to lead back to the centre of Stoke.
I would like to point out I'm a Gillingham fan at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd put Gillingham...
At the moment? Is that going to change?
Mate, have you seen our start to the season? We haven't scored. That's probably one of the top three worst places in the world, let alone in football. But,
well, given around this area, we've got Gillingham, we've got Northwich, we've got North Aston. London, we've got South London. And then Birmingham. We've got nice Brighton, which is lovely.
Is that
you're actually doing all right for yourself, Dan.
Thanks, mate.
I wouldn't complain. Yeah, well done, well done. Watford did all right, didn't they?
I did,
yeah.
Yeah? Anyone? We're quite muted today. I mean, I'm knackered. I think I've not had more than about 4 hours sleep this week, so...
What have you been doing?
I'm struggling.
Shagging.
Oh, I wish. No, I've been driving and picking up my missus and going
from
to the
airport.
No.
Always the same.
From the tube station. I'll tell you, I wouldn't like to live around Rainer's Lane, 1 a.m. It's not the nicest place.
Well, if you're looking at stand downs, we've got to talk about Carlisle's goalkeeper, who's now letting 9 goals, I think. They got done 4-0 at Bradford. Yeah. Naki Wells was supposed to be playing very well. He didn't score... I think he scored one. And he scored all of them, but Hansen got a goal, Jones got a goal in the last minute, and they absolutely smashed him. Now, the lad making his debut, also the first goal scorer on there.
Yates.
His goal was absolutely blinding. And they scored three just before, like, in the first half, like, in quick succession.
10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely smashed them. But Carlisle, that's the thing, right? The team I support have lost three games this season, not scored a goal, but we're still third bottom of the league. That's owing to Carlisle, who are even worse than us. They've let in more goals. And obviously Coff, who are minus 10, but now minus 7.
Well, they had their first home game at the...
A ridiculous game, 5-4, which is just absolutely crazy. Bristol City had more fans there than the home fans.
Well, did you see their fans? They had a charity match going on at the Rico with the Coventry City Legends, and more fans turned up there
than
went to Northampton.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, anyone who's been to Sixfields knows, you can stand on top of a hill and you can see three quarters of the pitch.
Yeah.
So a lot of the fans did that as well. They stood on the top of the hill. Well, really? I say a lot of the fans, probably about 20, stood on top of the hill. But they wouldn't have seen the winning goal because the way the hill is, you don't see Northampton attacking their home end. And well, that's where they put the Bristol City fans, and that's where Cobb scored their winner, which is quite interesting.
It's a bit of a ridiculous situation that's going on there, by all accounts. The owners...
It's not ridiculous. It's a fucking outrage rather than ridiculous. And it's not even just... Usually it's just the owners you look at, but it's the owners, the people who own the ground now as well.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking... It's a joke.
Speaking of joke owners, what about Hull City Tigers?
Oh God, yeah. We spoke about this briefly on Twitter, and they got quite a lot of people who didn't actually believe it was real.
Yeah, our mates at the FFDU, didn't they? They tweeted us like, is this a wind-up, lads? It's like, no, it's really not. It's actually the Hull City Tigers.
It's utterly, utterly obscene. I mean... In a way, people are still going to call them Hull City. I think the head of the Hull City Fans Association said, I'm still going to call them Hull, I'm still going to call them City, I'm still going to call them Tigers. It doesn't
just
matter,
full name,
just not all together, yeah. But, I mean, what the fuck's the owner thinking? To be fair, a lot...
The comments he made as well.
He saved the club as well, to be fair.
Yeah, but name shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who says that over 100 years?
He's saying that the AFC part's got no identity. Little thinking that when you actually go back there, over 100 years old, and that's where the identity is. But it's his son, they reckon. The owner's about 90-odd, and it's his son who's doing more sort of on-hand stuff. And they reckon it's his initiative, but he's just put it on his old man.
Yeah.
Saying, well, this is what he wants to do. Yeah, well, maybe, yeah. To be fair, with Hull fans... Getting in front of their crowd, they've got some interesting characters, to say the least. But it's just bullshit, isn't it, really?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, someone was also linking it to Palace renaming Selhurst Park, they've got 12 Bet Stadium or something, which...
Yeah, but there's loads of grounds that do that.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
call it,
the
do you?
Thing.
Unless you move into a soulless bowl like the Emirates, when it's always going to be called the Emirates, and that's what you know it as. But other than that, no one calls
it. I mean, personally, I always called it St James's Park at the Sports Direct Arena.
Of course.
So I thought that was quite catchy, actually. Quite a pithy name. But
the worst one out of that is Wigan. Because JJB, and then you're like, it's called, now called the DW Stadium, and you're like, no, it's the JJ. Oh, it's a fucking sponsorship in the worst. And the other ones, it was DW a new sports thing for Wigan, isn't it? I know it's his initials, but it's a new sports shop.
Yeah, it is. He sold JJB and then started a new one as DW. I'm not sure why. Apparently the tightest booker around, though, Dave Wheeler. Someone told me an anecdote about him the other day. Can't remember it, but it was something to do with someone's trainers. If anyone's listening, it was the person that told me it. Why don't you tell me it again and I'll speak next week? It was something to do with trainers. I can't
Thanks,
remember.
Mate.
It's Dave Williams, he's a dick, so there you go. In fact, I have remembered it now, but I'm not going to tell it because I can't be arsed.
Good.
Anything more on the week of football?
More in the lower league. Fleetwood got another good result. Graham Alexander's going to have a good season now, I think. They've thrown a bit of money around, but they won 2-0 at... who was it at?
Fleetwood, they won 2-0.
Plymouth. And Plymouth were right down the bottom last season. They're a strange one, Plymouth, because they've got such a good fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are at the moment, but I don't think they'll be there all season.
Well, it's not long since they were in the Championship, is it? It must certainly be
four years.
I know they had a few
hard
problems.
Times, they didn't they?
Absolutely, but I think their level is probably League One. But their support, especially their away support, is absolutely phenomenal. It doesn't mean anything, though, in those leagues. That's what Wolves are going to find. I know they've had a decent start to the season, but everyone's going to be up for that game. But Fleetwood, ball there, he's ex-Man City. I don't think he ever actually played for him.
Yeah.
I think he's called both. No, I'm choking.
Pretty, yeah.
Someone else is going to have to talk about loads.
Yeah, I can jump in with that, actually, believe it or not. Watched quite a bit of the Accrington Stanley Portsmouth game.
To be fair... Really good advert for League 2 football, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, the Pompey boys absolutely smashed them.
Standout performance, as Jerome's just pointed to for the Mirror, for putting the Wimbledon badge next to Accrington Stanley and the Accrington Stanley badge next to Wimbledon.
Oh, no. I didn't realise what you were doing there.
Fools. That's and they've put the Portsmouth badge next to Wickham and the Wickham badge next to
Wickham. What is going on? What's going on?
Like, that's playing with my hair.
That's going to be our little show photo, I think.
I'm too sleep deprived to process that.
Anyway, it was 2-2, and yeah, David Connolly, still rolling back the years at Pompey. He's been scoring goals for donkey's years. The original Wimbledon he was scoring at.
Is that the Ireland international?
Did you see the first goal that Murphy scored for 1-0? Yeah.
Cross.
Was it?
I'm sorry, that was a cross.
Do you think it was?
I think it was. He's a right back, Dan. Right backs don't do that. So the ball came back to him from about 35 yards out on the right hand side of the pitch, and he just lofted one over.
But it was. But I looked at the replay quite a few times.
He
looks at the goal.
But I think he looks up, thinking, I'll put that towards the back post. I don't think that was meant that.
Yeah.
I'd love to give him the credit. So I was looking at that thinking, I wish he meant that.
I'm still not convinced whether he was or not, but I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, it was a great goal. But yeah, the Portsmouth looked all over him, especially early doors.
They've got Patrick Adjiman up front at League 2 level.
He's a big lad. And
he used to play for,
QPR.
Wimbledon. Yeah. Then he was at MK Dons. And then Jill signed him from MK Dons, exactly. When he played for us, he was like a winger stroke just off the main striker, and he was nippy. He just used to dance around people. Now he's completely changed his game. He's a League 2 target man. Some of the headers, the header for the Connolly equaliser, the first equaliser, was a great header down. Good move as well,
actually. Yeah.
Headed it down. So them two up front in League 2, I would have thought, will score goals. And Pompey needed that because they got absolutely ridden by Oxford. Alfie Potter tore them apart in the first game of the season. So, decent run. Result for them. What else happened?
It was a pleasure to watch actually on Saturday morning.
Oxford are top of the league as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're flying high.
They're the only team, are they?
Well, what?
There's a few teams. Fleetwood, Chesterfield.
And Southend, good start. Southend as well.
I think Andy Franks tipped at the start of the season to do very well.
And Southend?
He did, yeah. I think that's mainly because he works with a Southend fan.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it'll start there. Andy's squad is threadbare.
Andy did ask me to mention Brentford's win over Sheffield United, but seeing as he's not here, I'm not going to go into it too much.
They've got Jules versus Brentford on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
He's saying he's going to come down, and I'm going to take him into a pub. Right, he won't listen to this, will he?
No. Actually, he probably will.
He's going to bring his missus down, he's pregnant, and it is the worst pub ever. They were watching WWF in there last Saturday. They don't show Sky Sports, it's right opposite the station. They were showing WWF in there last Saturday, and quite often they have supermarket sweep on.
Oh, that's still going?
It's on Challenge. I watch it sometimes on Saturday morning.
And they do bets, the people in there do bets on it.
No.
We played Cole at home a couple of weeks ago, and it nearly all kicked off just because a supermarket sweep got turned up. Sky Sports News, it's carnage. So that's the kind of establishment that he's going to bring her into. It'll be alright, as long as they don't wear colours, they'll be fine.
What clientele is that? Is it students? Is it?
No, it's not students. It's just really, really old people and football hooligans. That's it.
Oh, fantastic.
And then my group of people, obviously, that are neither at the front of the pub.
Bit of Andy Frank's news, actually. He's going to be a father to a boy. I'm not sure if he's announced it to anyone, actually. Someone.
Oh, you have?
I have, yeah. So he's going to have a little boy that we can train up to, and one day either play for England or marry Stuart Hall's daughter.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Leighton Orient. They only just missed out on the playoffs last season. Them and Walsall this season. Yeah, they beat Shrewsbury. I think Shrewsbury. Jay, you're going to have to talk about Shrewsbury, mate.
They're going to struggle. They find their Villa player actually on loan. So
they're going to fucking struggle, aren't they?
That's about it. But in the Championship, Millwall are struggling.
Yes.
I mean, Ipswich after a slightly ropey start.
That game was 0-0 for quite a while, wasn't it?
Till the 63rd minute.
Yeah. Then they ran away a little bit, but Lomas is going to be under pressure quite soon.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like him anyway.
We said on the prediction show.
He didn't start well.
He's got a really good start to the season, and they really haven't had a good start to the season.
They're going to have to turn it around.
And again, I was saying just now, as Brighton gone 1-0 up again, I think the third game in a row, and lost. Not a good start at all. And they've got a decent team. They've got a decent team, Brighton, and I just don't know.
Get Gus back, I think.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
Did you see the goal in the Blackpool Barnsley game?
Yeah.
No.
Horrible. 93rd or 94th minute, long throw, own goal.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute dirt. absolute dirt. I don't like Paul Lindsay, scum.
I'll agree with you on that. Did anyone see Leeds Leicester?
No, luckily. Well,
I watched that life. I'm never going to get
was
back.
Dull.
I watched
that
half
was dull.
An hour of it.
Was it on TV?
It was on in the Super Sunday then.
Yeah, it was on after the Charity Shield, and it was just.
Talking of which, what are the games this weekend?
This weekend,
I'm not going to see any of them. I think,
the Premier League's back, isn't it?
I know that, but what games are on TV?
Spurs Palace is the half one on Sunday.
United Swansea's the 5.
Liverpool Stoke's the 12:30.
I see. That's the only game I might see.
Yeah, on Monday night football as well.
City Newcastle's on Monday, and it's Chelsea versus Hull on Sunday afternoon.
And BT Liverpool Stoke
at Chelsea.
Yeah. So that's got 5-0 written all over it, hasn't it? I mean,
they're not the best games, are they? Man City Newcastle's the best of that lot.
I don't know. United Swansea will be a good game because Swansea can give us a lot of trouble.
Is it at United?
No. It's at Swansea.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good game. That's the 5.
Is that the BT?
That's
five, is that BT Sport.
No, it's on Sky.
So Sky's now got a 5:15.
So Sky have the 5:15. I think BT Sport might have the 12:30. Yeah.
No, because Sky have got the 1:30.
Yeah, so Sky have got the Saturday 5:30.
Saturday 5:30 and the 1:30 and 4:00. Sunday. And the Monday night.
Oh, sorry, right.
ITV Digital. Got
ITV Digital, they're showing Chester versus Halifax from League 2 in 2001.
Good. On a Friday night? Or a Sunday night?
Yeah.
Sunday night football, you fucking idiots.
Do you know what I'm going to miss, though? I know you were talking about this the other day. It's ESPN Classic.
Yeah.
I'm really going to miss ESPN because, like, I mean, the other day.
Well,
I remember
ESPN's staying around, isn't it?
No, but ESPN, not the ESPN Classic. Because. I think it was a few months ago, I was sat home with my old man and actually watched the whole of the 1966 World Cup final on it. And like,
what happened?
We won.
But it was
amazing. It was the first time I've ever watched the whole game through. And like, being able to, you don't get.
Was it a good
like
game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was shit.
Yeah.
No, pretty average. Don't think we ever really talked about it. No, but it's. No. I'm just going to. It's going to. It's a shame you're not going to get to see something like classic games like that again. But anyway.
Yeah, but no, it'd be nice to have the Premier League back. I think it's nice. It's been to have all the rest of football back. It's nice when the season actually starts with everything going on. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way towards the Football League either. I think it's nice when you have a full season, because the first few weeks it's like when they print the league table, and we've been commenting on who's up there and down there. But it doesn't matter for the first 10 games, does it?
What was the
unless you're a Spurs fan a few years ago when they run 2 points after 9 games. Your name's Harry Redknapp, then it matters completely, because you saved him from that, don't you, Dan?
Don't think Redknapp's mentioned that before, to be fair.
2 points after 9 games, don't you, Dan?
Don't you know. happened in... go over this quickly, because I'm not that interested in knowing anyone else really is, but what happened in the main night of Wigan game?
It was dull as dishwater, and I will say Wembley is fucking terribly organised. We're going to record a bit of extra time. Me and the lads who I went with, who are actual fans that go every week, It just wasn't worth it. You couldn't get anywhere near the bars, you couldn't get anywhere near the toilets. They were doing it with bottles rather than the automated pint machines. So it was taking half an hour for each bloody order for them to go and pour one bottle of water.
Not sure when Dan said what happened, he was asking about the refreshments.
That's about the most interesting thing, because it was a pretty poor game. United defended quite poorly at times, but did some nice stuff at other times.
What was the attendance?
They said 80,000. If there was 80,000 people there, a lot of people came dressed as fucking seats, because it was half empty. Wigan were meant to have a quarter of the bottom tier, and they filled about half of that. I think I heard them sing once.
They meant to have a quarter, but they filled half.
They filled half of the quarter that they had. So they filled an eighth.
That's an eighth. Well, no, that's maths I can't even do.
Yeah, whereas United had their force. What, 7/8 of the rest of the ground?
Yeah, but I bet
filled about 16/17 of
Stop
it.
Stop saying numbers that I don't understand.
I just loved all the photos, and you're guilty of this. The photos on Facebook and Twitter of like the Man United fans. One game, you little slugs.
To be fair, I game against the Championship. My mate posted that.
Ridiculous. Should have untagged yourself.
No,
should have untagged yourself.
I might put that as the show photo.
And then deleted him as a friend. Like, why would you publicise the fact that the only game you're going to go to all season is the Charity Shield?
To be fair, he follows United away as well. He's just a bit excitable. It's a bit like the pictures of you on a Friday night with your shirt off or your penis in a pants.
Or in makeup.
It's
got nothing to do with that, but I thought I'd bring it up.
It's getting a bit excitable, but no, it wasn't a fantastic game. Wilfred Zahar looks like he's going to be good fun.
Yeah,
a lot of tricks and a lot of falling over.
Looks like Looks like Moyes might give him a chance though, which is really good. Because when he first signed, Palace fans were talking about, oh yeah, we're going to loan him back.
I think everyone on this show was saying how we should have loaned him back. And
he's going to get a game, then absolutely fantastic.
Because didn't Moyes said when he joined, he said, I know Ferguson used to like sending all the young players out on loan. He said, no, well, if they're half decent, I want to give them a chance. I want to keep them here and give them a chance.
For England, if he gets in, yeah. Proves himself.
Oh yeah.
But, and fair play to the Palace boss as well, for temporary. Holloway, that's it.
Yeah.
Ollie, that's what.
Yeah,
for him, because he said, no, we're not going to try and get him on loan. He's got to go and try and prove himself. If he's not playing in the team before the loan window closes, I'll have a word with Moyes and try and get him back. But at the moment, I'm not even going to ask, because I want him to go there and prove himself.
Yeah.
I thought, fair play to Holloway for actually saying that. Yeah. He's a bit of a berk sometimes, I know, but...
Yeah.
He's hilarious sometimes as well. But
it's all a bit contrived, isn't it?
Exactly. His manager's like, Martin Allen at Gillingham's the same. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's just an absolute idiot. And you're like, sometimes it used to be funny and now it's just like...
Arsene Wenger as well in the last few years, you clearly couldn't make up half the stuff he's been saying about transfers recently. No. That's got to be a skit, hasn't it?
Interesting to see what Gerrard said as well.
Yeah.
But won't go to an English team. And he was very adamant about that as well. Said it quite a matter of fact. He was just like, well, I know he's not going to go to an English team. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, hang on, you're just slipping that in there. Like, all the journalists were like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, it would be total suicide for Liverpool to give him to Arsenal. The two teams that Suarez could never ever go to is Arsenal and Spurs, because they are realistically the two teams that are going to be challenging Liverpool.
I'm sure he'd be welcome in
place.
The United dressing room.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Should be there, because laying out the space.
Because
next
they're not challenging. They're not challenging for the title, Liverpool. But their best chance is fourth place. So giving them to either, going to Arsenal would be an absolute suicide. So yeah,
the rumours coming out of Uruguay this morning, he's going to stay.
Yeah.
He will be if they're not going to let him go to another English club.
But even that he might sign a new contract.
That's to get him with his tools, isn't it?
I would
have to get him with his tools.
One that's actually written down on a bit of paper this time, as opposed to, don't you remember when you said that you could let me go last time?
Yeah. We were in that place with, you know, that guy was there. my dad was there. Bless him, he's a cunt, but...
Whoa.
Well, he is. I mean, there's no other word to describe it. Speaking of which, he scored for Uruguay this morning. They were winning 4-1 against Japan. I'm not sure what the score ended up, but...
Fulham's got a couple
as well. Fulham got a couple as well.
Who were Belgium playing?
Belgium are playing France.
Because they're well rested, aren't they?
Yeah. Saw a clip, I won't get it put on the site, it's quite funny.
You won't.
I'll get Mike to do it for
me. I won't. Okay. No, we will. What was it? I've not seen this clip.
It's basically about... 9 of the squad actually in comfy in bed just watching a movie.
Was that? I didn't actually look at that.
I think Marouane was in the middle with a box of popcorn on his lap.
Teke, Hazard,
how do they all fit into the bed?
Dembele. They're not a small bunch.
Yeah.
Getting
there. Lukaku. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it?
Bloody hell.
Yeah. This is some big lads.
Wasn't it? Christ almighty. No, this
going back to. I was going to go back to speaking of what you were saying. I'm not going to drop the bomb again, but speaking of them.
Yeah.
Seeing apparently Niall Ranger is, after his antics the other week of getting his own name tattooed on his forehead, or getting his own name spelt wrong tattooed on his forehead.
Forehead? It's there.
Fred. It's there. Yeah.
It's spelt wrong.
Well, no, it looks like Ranges. Doesn't look like there's an R.
Oh, right.
Anyway, he is apparently living on 30 quid a day.
How come?
Because he's been restricted. Because he's getting 7 million, 7 grand a week at Newcastle, but it all got put into an ISA that he can't touch till he's 25 because of a gambling problem. So he's got no money, and he's apparently driving round grounds trying to get someone to sign him up, living on 30 quid a day.
Probably he's got a good reputation.
First thing he should.
Great reputation. Great reputation.
His name on his forehead, because clearly when he turns up at ground,
no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
It's just such a
speaking of people in similarly dire situations, we didn't mention this last week, but is there any news on Kenny Sampson?
He's aiming back home with his sister.
Yeah, because he went missing and he's been sleeping rough.
Yeah.
They're looking after him now.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, Kenny Sampson is the second most capped fullback in England history, formerly of Arsenal, also a very prolific drinker and gambler by all accounts. But let's hope he gets better soon, because it makes me laugh, because the Sun wrote about him in a very sort of matter-of-fact way, not caring, and yet they'll do a front page saying, oh, help Gaza, don't tell him drink. If they're about protecting someone and really having their interest, they would have done the same for Kenny Sansom, because clearly,
yeah,
I mean,
of,
we know that they're trying to sell papers on the back of Gaza.
But you see, Gaza, Gaza's been invited tonight. You see, Gaza's been invited to the England-Scotland game tonight, and they don't know if he's turning up because he hasn't replied to it. But obviously, him being...
He's going to run on scoring in the 80th minute, chip it over Colin Endre, and then belt it into the bottom corner.
But that's because he's obviously...
Speaking of Gaza...
Colin Endre's still looking for that ball. I'll come down in a minute, I'll get it.
Speaking of Gaza, before we go on, because we haven't really spoken much about England-Scotland, have you seen that Gaza signed for Farnborough?
Yes.
No, this is
Messi,
ridiculous.
Pelé... Maradona.
My favourite is Venables as the kit man.
My favourite one is, I can't remember, I think it's something like Jibril Folau, who is John Terry. I bet John Terry's going
brilliant.
Fucking mad.
I think there was one article I read about it though that said no one's really sure exactly who's behind the stunt, but assistant manager Paddy Power might have a bit of an insight. Because they've changed the name to Paddy Powers Park as well, haven't they?
It's a very cynical stunt, but at the same time, if you've been in the lower league, it's
funny.
Great. It captures the imagination.
But the fact
they're in absolute bastions, they're in administration.
Blue Square South, aren't they? Yeah.
The fact that they've actually changed their names by default.
Yeah.
I've actually not, like, it's hilarious, to be honest. But yeah.
I'm trying to find out what league
they're in. They're in the Blue Square South.
The Skrill.
Oh, sorry, the Skrill South. That's an awful fucking name, isn't it?
It just sounds ridiculous. It just sounds absolutely ridiculous. Well, there you go.
Jim, are you going to England, Scotland tonight?
No.
No?
No, didn't even get a ticket for this one.
Bloody hell.
Couldn't be more. No, a few people going, and you know a few Scottish people going.
There were a lot of Scots in kilts hanging around King's Cross Station last night.
Yeah, well, they're in Trafalgar Square, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's what they...
They've actually got a fantastic travelling support, Scotland.
20,000
friendly, they're up for a laugh, they're up for a drink. Saying that, I'm going to be on the Met Line tonight, I'm going to get my head caved in.
Well, they love a friendly, don't they? Scottish,
yeah,
Celtic fans, Rangers fans. Oh, we've beaten Brentford! Fucking burn the goalposts, you wankers. I think we might draw, to be honest. I can see it being 1-1.
Yeah, well, it's similar when we played Ireland, wasn't it? It sounds a bit patronising.
Although, conversely, I can also... And Wales are playing Ireland as well tonight, which is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I can actually also see Rooney just scoring a world record.
Smash them in, yeah.
Because he's got that in his locker, hasn't he? Depending on how he feels,
as well.
It's like when that goal against Newcastle, probably one of the best goals of his career, when the referee pissed him off, so the ball bounced, and he just thought, well, I'm going to fucking hit this.
Yeah.
The ref's
The thing
top
with
corner.
That's two C bombs in a show, isn't it? Yeah. Swear jar.
We need a hat trick.
But Rooney, he normally takes about 3 or 4 games to get back into his stride, doesn't he? But there's also times when he's got something to prove, like his United debut when he scored a hat trick.
Champions League game, wasn't it?
It was against Fenerbahce. And after the 2006 World Cup, when there was all that nonsense with him and Ronaldo, first game of the season, he was man of the match. Ronaldo was probably the second best player on the pitch. They were linking up. He clearly wanted to prove something.
Just slipping that in though, Fenerbahce, who Arsenal have got to play in the Champions League playoffs, which is not a nice draw at all.
Although they might lose and still go through. Same with Schalke. Schalke are playing...
Well, Fenerbahce might not even be in there because they're still being investigated for match.
They can still win it.
Ukrainian or PAOK
Thessalonica or Metalev Donetsk, was it? Or
anyway, same situation.
They got kicked out today, didn't they?
Yeah.
They
so they don't know. The Schalke don't know whether they're going to get a bye or the team that they beat are going to come back into it.
Yeah.
I hope the team that got beaten goes back into it.
Yeah, give them a bye.
Yeah, you want it to be a competitive game, don't you? I think the team that would replace Fenerbahce is Bursaspor, who got knocked out of the Europa League. So they've not only lost in the Europa League, but they would then get to go into the Champions League, which throws away all sorts
of...
I might be wrong as well. It might be Trabzonspor or someone else who were up there, but they're the only Turkish teams I know.
Well, just going back to the England game tonight, I fucking hope Scotland's keeper has another mare, like he did last night. See,
Tottenham boy
had an absolute mare.
For the under 21.
Yeah, obviously he let in 6, but I think it was the third goal, possibly the fourth. He went to kick the ball out. Did the old what keepers love to do now, the side on kick, as opposed to the kicking straight out the front of your hand. And he sliced it. It's gone about 10 yards in the air, and Conor Wickham just volleyed it straight back over him into the net, empty net.
Oh,
absolute shocker.
The poor lad. call that. But there is some very good friendlies tonight. So Belgium, France, we mentioned earlier when the Belgians were all. I don't know where are all the Belgians coming from. We've not said that in a while.
Sweden are playing Norway.
Sweden are playing Norway. Yeah, who are Portugal playing?
Holland. Portugal. Holland.
And Italy.
I think they've got the Archies, haven't they?
Yeah. Northern Ireland, they've got a World Cup qualifier against.
Yeah, I actually saw them. They're doing the qualifier.
Because they had a game postponed. Yeah, they're playing Russia. So
there is some decent friendlies, actually.
There are some very good games. And
a lot better than England, Scotland.
Well, no, England, Scotland's a great game. I mean, 14 years since we've played them. Is there a bigger international game that hasn't been played for so long? Because you think about around the world, obviously Brazil and Argentina play each other a lot. Yeah. In a small confederation, and the bigger
East Germany versus West Germany.
That's been a while.
For a while, has it?
Been a while.
That's a charity match. That's
Russia versus Yugoslavia.
USSR.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick Mesopotamia versus Constantinople. Yeah. Constantinople wasn't a nation, actually.
No,
so.
it will be interesting. Tonight, I think the best thing that can happen would be for Scotland to be winning 1-0 and for England to equalise in the 95th minute. Because it just crushed so many Scottish hearts.
That's
England fans would be like, yeah.
That's when it will get trouble on the tube later.
Yeah, probably, but they would
piss them off so much, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like the support lines up in Scotland would just go through the roof and they're so close. We could have had it. It could have been glory.
Well, last speaking of being pissed off, do you reckon West Ham fans are how happy they are? Stuart Downing.
Okay, I don't. This might not be a. He played a lot of games last season for Liverpool.
A left back.
I know. I could genuinely see him going to West Ham and doing all right.
No. Interested he's going to go to the World Cup.
Interested to know where he'll play because they got Jarvis on the left, who is a right-footed player. He played on the left. He played on the right and the left for Gillingham. Where he
plays on the left.
But he plays on his left. But he's so one-footed that Premier League defenders at the start of last season would now think
just show him down the line.
He's going to come down the line and he has to turn in on his right. He very rarely crosses on his left. Foot. So they can play that. They could play him and Downing off someone like Carroll, and they could switch him because Downing's all left, Jarvis is all right. They can cut inside. I think it could
I'm still
work.
Not even remotely scared by that lineup.
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
That's fine.
No, but I mean, we'll keep them up.
And also, it's an easy for Allardyce to say, right? Look, because he will know how much shit he's been getting Downing, and every time he's played for England, he hasn't been booed. But as an England player, you can tell when people don't think you should be in there. Yeah. He's got a lot of motivation to have a really good Premier League season.
I don't think he's got the ability to have a really good Premier League season.
He's a decent player. He's not a top class player.
No, you take that back. He's not decent.
No, he is. He did well at Villa. He did well at Borough. He's just not that good.
And there's the hat-trick. Thanks, Jim.
Jim, before you leave quickly, Sean Ray resigned as Hastings manager.
But they're doing all right.
Yeah.
They won their first game of the season. And do you remember Tim Orlando? I don't know if they're both back, but he definitely is because he scored.
Good lads.
Yeah, and they won. I don't know how much they won actually, but they won.
Is Goldberg still there?
Goldberg.
Not so sure. We'll have to do a bit of research.
Yeah, I'll give the boys a shout when we speak to one.
Remind me, and I'll look into it for next week as well. But they got that's about them. If they won, that's about the first game they've won since they played in the FA Cup as well. And it's pretty much every game.
Oh, they struggled,
well,
didn't they?
So,
All right, see you later.
Bye, mate.
Anything else? I mean,
yes. I really hope Chelsea don't actually get Samuel Eto'o.
Well, Sky Italia this morning are saying United have inquired about him, bizarrely.
Anyway, no, bizarrely, it's still Samuel Eto'o.
Oh, he's still brilliant.
I know he's 32, but as an impact sub.
Where is he going to want to be an impact sub? I'd love him, you know, because I think he'd be hilarious. Oh, and he's a great player.
You know, there was, I think it was The Mirror, where someone had his top 20 goals. Eto'o's, they are, I mean,
he was
an absolute pistol.
He was just a beast.
Oh,
he
was, he wasn't just a beast, he was quick. He was,
exactly, yeah.
Oh, he was a wonderful player. And he could still do a job at 32 without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And because he's not just quick and strong, it's his flair and skill, he's got the feet.
The only problem is about £1 million a minute, isn't
he? ridiculous like that. But. No. You know, if there's no transfer fee, if they're trying to get rid of people, to be honest, I'd rather have Lozano, Diarra, but...
I want Willian.
Simply because I want Willian. I think, it's like bloody closing down sale, isn't
it?
Fire sale,
everything must go.
Sam had to QPR.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see, I'm going to start changing some subjects, because I'm going to start busting some stuff out.
Yeah.
Did you see Messi and Balotelli and co meet the Pope yesterday?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I reckon, who would you reckon, the Pope or Messi, was more in awe?
I think probably the Pope. Yeah.
Well, the Pope's saying he's got a divided opinion on the game because his parents are Italian, but he was from Argentina. You'd think he'd just say he wants everyone to do well. He's the fucking Pope.
He is the Pope. He's quite a lad, though, this Pope, isn't he? He seems like he's come across as a bit of a lad.
He can't be more of a lad than the last one.
The other one was an arsehole.
The Nazi youth and... Yeah. Detected paedophiles, so that's like taking laddishness a bit too far.
That's what I mean. He wasn't a lad. Yeah.
The Pope before was a proper lad.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, he
JP? Yeah, he, a lad.
Sorry, he offered to marry, as in perform the ceremony, for my mate's mum and dad. Back when Poland was under communist rule. But that's another story.
That is an interesting story. Did you see the fan who ran onto the pitch? And recorded himself doing like and like, got like a selfie, as they call it, you know, when people take for you. Was recording himself running onto the pitch with Real Madrid fans. I think it was Ramos. He got in there, so he was just running onto the pitch.
Didn't Ronaldo give him a big hug and stuff?
Yeah, I think and just posing with the players like, hey, it's hard on the camera. Like, it was one of the best pitch invasion videos you've ever seen.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was great.
Happy birthday, Mario Balotelli. 23 on Monday. No, it was Monday.
Is that why he bought himself a pig?
I think possibly why he bought himself a pig. And also on the day he posted that picture, which I sent to you, of him posing by a big, clearly part of his swimming pool or something, but it's a big water feature with MB45 written in gold.
Yeah.
And he was posting in his underwear.
Did he bring that from Manchester? Because he had a statue of himself in Manchester.
Possibly. God knows. But he just goes from strength to strength.
No, I fucking love it. No, he doesn't like him. Which is quite interesting. Who? Usain Bolt.
Really?
Did you see the quote? So Usain Bolt was asked what he thought of Balotelli, and he said he never misses a penalty. I've met him a couple of times, and to be honest, I don't like him very much. And poor old little Mario on Twitter obviously hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
And so he tweeted to @ Usain Bolt, "Get to know people before to judge them. Isn't very kind what you said about me." Mario, he's hurt his feelings. Why would you do that, Usain? Why would you hurt his feelings?
If there's any two people you'd think would get along, it'd be Mario Balotelli and Usain Bolt.
No, I think they're complete opposites.
Two massive egos as well.
Two big egos, I suppose.
Too big.
Usain Bolt's got a big ego, but he deserves to have a big ego. And secondly, I think he's more of a normal person than Mario.
Yeah, but
you've also got to remember.
He's also a massive
United fan.
He is a massive United
fan. You've got to remember he's a massive United fan.
Well, there was a lot of rumours he was going to play in Rio's testimonial, but I think Moyes wanted it to be a proper
and plus
friendly.
He had 100 metre final on Sunday, didn't he?
Exactly, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past Bolt, played 45 minutes.
Absolutely pissed.
But I tell you what, Rio's testimonial, just briefly on that, they said it was going to be a big surprise at half time. All they did was they brought Boris Becker, Tinchy Strider and Dynamo onto the pitch, and that was the big surprise. It's like,
what has that got to do? I know Rio Ferdinand has got a man crush on Dynamo, but apart from that,
I've got a bit of a man crush on Boris Becker. I think he's fantastic.
He's a very sexy man.
He has no right to
speaking of very sexy men. Yes. God, I love a tenuous link.
You
love a tenuous
link. Sexy man.
No, but according to Mina Zucchi, I never pronounce her name. The Italian sports journal. Apparently, according to Ronaldinho's brother Roberto Assis, he's had plastic surgery to fix his gums and teeth.
Oh.
I am devastated at that.
Can you imagine if that has a Samson style effect?
But why does
he loses his powers? Yeah.
But why now?
Why
at the end of his career,
isn't it?
I suppose maybe now he's a bit more out of the spotlight.
He's still putting the performances, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's a shame. And Naughty Boy of the Week.
You mentioned this already last week, didn't you?
No, we mentioned it last week, but Cameron Jerome has got away with no ban.
Yeah.
£50,000 fine, but no ban. Yeah. And it was all down on one day. It was like Tuesday the something of whenever it was. It was like all done on one specific day that he put these bets on. So maybe it wasn't a continual thing. Maybe he just messed up once. But yeah, he's got away with just a fine.
What I don't understand is why do footballers actually put bets on? Why don't you just get their friends to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's interesting because a lad I went to school with, David Mannix, who was on the books at Liverpool, broke his leg a couple of times and dropped down the league. Went to play Norway for a while, and then he was at Accrington Stanley. and he got banned for match fixing because on the last game of the season, I can't remember who Accrington were playing. It was someone else fairly local. It was somebody, I want to say somebody like Tranmere, but I don't think it was Tranmere. It might have been Bury. And there was a lot of irregular betting in his local town because he got his mates to all go to the bookies.
Yeah, but
for
just get one mate to do it. Don't get your 15 mates to do it.
But don't do it
Jerome
all Mundell's, in one town.
Jerome Mundell's inside information on how to get away with gambling.
Yeah. Bookies.
It's just a simple like solution, really, isn't it?
It's a lot easier than you'd think to catch these things, though, because the bookies talk. And if one bookie sees that a massive amount of money
is
being placed,
it's all about algorithms and all this sort of shit, isn't it? They can work out the betting patterns and all that sort of stuff,
but
like, not like you need the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor lad. Any more, Dan? Any more?
No, I've run out of random stories.
You know,
oh, I've got one more. Oldham Athletics kit man. He's quit his job after ploughing the team minibus into three of the players' cars.
Oh.
So he's... that's got to be a stand-down performance of the week.
Oh, poor lad. I did read one of them, well, it was two first-teamers, but one of them was a youth team lad who's just passed his test.
Oh,
and you think the poor kid, he's not going to be earning much. Let's hope he got insured. One thing to mention before we go, the Fantasy Football League is set up
on the Premier League
website. Yeah, the only other person who's entered it so far is Alex Calley with his team Hugo. You want to explain the name?
Lloris.
There you go. I'm in there as well with Buster's Juice Box. There's a few others. Our old friend Daniel Greenfield's in there with Ken Dodd's dad.
He's not our old friend, he's an arsehole.
Well, you know.
No, Arsenal fan, give me shit.
Bless him. Muzzy is it's 11 are in there. One-legged Wanderers, Sporting Lima, Fagellini's. I do like Sun Tzu's Barmy Army.
Ken James, yeah.
If you go on Twitter or Facebook, we've got the code to join the league on there. I'm not going to read it out because it's a load of numbers and you're not going to listen.
No.
But yeah, we'll have some crappy prizes.
Managed to go a whole show pretty much without talking about Spurs. I just want to say I am quite excited after watching the friendly at the weekend because Soldado looks like a boy.
He actually can move around the pitch.
Yeah, he really
fun.
Can.
He's and, been supplying with all his ammunition. Bell's league.
Mate, Bell had like two assists last year. He's banged them in.
Dembele looked
quality. Paulinho looked quality. Yeah.
Good to have Cabal back.
Quite excited. Oh, he's a monster, isn't he?
Well, on this lovely note, we're going to go now.
Oh, wait, what? No, let me talk about for a bit more. No, we haven't done anything. Right, what have you done?
I've just moved it. Don't worry, Dan.
Where's it gone?
It'll be fine.
Anyway. Right, well, you might as well start doing the roundup then.
We'll start doing the roundup, yeah. It's the end of the show. You know all the usual sort of bits. We're on the footballpodcast.co.uk, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Visit us on Twitter @footballpodcast.
Visit us.
It'd be nice for people to visit us. Just go and look at our page.
There's nothing on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And write something to us.
I don't know. I said the wrong thing. I'm sleep deprived. Went to a really rubbish pub quiz last night. It was hosted by a Man City fan.
Did you lose?
Terrible. I did lose. We came 9th out of 11. But it was ridiculous. There was like...
That is ridiculous.
8 points per question. I mean, what the fuck's that about? Not having it. Anyway, have fun. See you later.